Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again and happy Monday, everybody. This is Dr. Deb, and I am America's family therapist, and I am calling the family to the table to begin, continue, extend this conversation about race and racism in this country. So today I want to talk about racism and black anger. And the more I think about this, there are lots of different ways a person can be angry. So I'm going to start with the kinds of anger that I'm familiar with. There's the kind that is hurt and sad, but willing to forgive and move on. There's the kind that is pain and injured and want revenge. This person wants to hurt you back, hurt you in the same way that you hurt them. Then there's the kind that is enraged and threatening. And this person not only wants revenge, but they want to hurt you more than you hurt them. They want to extend your pain beyond their pain. And I would venture to say there are probably other ways of expressing anger, but these are the three that come to my mind. And so when you think about anger, and you think about black people, I think we think we're not angry. Of course, we know we are about some things. But the one thing I think that we hang on to is that we really are probably more in the hurt and sadness, but willing to forgive, in pain and injured, and want some kind of revenge, but not so enraged and so threatening that we just want to hurt somebody, probably anybody, and hurt them really hard, as I've heard in the movie. So let's think about where this anger is coming from. Now, we all know, you know, the American history around slavery and everything that comes with that. And we know that there are some black people that are enraged and threatening. But let's think about that person. Now, one thing as a therapist, I do my best to avoid invalidating people's feelings. I do my best to hear people when they're trying to tell their story, because I know if I don't listen to the story, we're going to spend a whole lot of time talking about the story. So I have to give them space to talk about their story. I have to let them know that I hear what they're saying and I get where they are. So that's black people in this situation. Let me just give an example. What if, let's say, you, and I'm talking to you, I one day just kidnap you and take you from your parents. They never see you again. They never hear from you. They don't know if you're alive or dead. So imagine what they're going through, okay? Just think of that. Then think of you. I grab you. Let's say you're 12, and I take you to my house, and I lock you up, and I make you my slave. I have men in my home, husbands, brothers, cousins, men that just happen to come by, women too, and I let them do whatever they want to do with you. I let them push you around. I let them beat you. I let them rape you. Of course, they don't call it rape. They just say they're just having sex with a 12-year-old. They won't call it rape. Yes. And so you grow up, and I keep you safe, really, let's say for the rest of your life. And all you know is being mistreated this way. And I tell you this is what you get just for being a white girl or a white boy. I'm just doing it just because I can, and you had better not tell anybody ever. So you live your entire life my slave till one day somebody who's nosy enough, who cares enough, tells somebody what I'm doing. They come and get you. They take you to some place and try to get you some help. But you are still traumatized by that, okay? So somehow we end up in court. And my attorney, of course, wants to make me look as good as possible and make you look as bad as possible. So so my attorney just says to you, oh, why are you angry? Why are you hurt? This is a land of equal opportunity. This is a Christian nation. Why don't you just forgive this family, forgive this woman and her people who did this to you, and just, you know, you're white, you're in America, you know, you can get an education, you can get a job, you can work hard, and you can get over this thing. Yes, just forgive them and move on. And I don't even know, the anger is a waste of time and energy, and it's not going to get you anywhere. Just forgive and move on. Okay? No consideration for what you've been through for, let's say, 25, 30 years, maybe 40 years. No consideration for that. They just want you to get over it. Just totally forgive me, move on. Would you be hurt and sad, willing to forgive and move on? Would you be in pain or injured, but want revenge? Say you want to take one of my kids and do the same thing, have somebody do that to them. Or would you be enraged and threatening? You want revenge, but then you just want to kill my whole family. First of all, you want to rape everybody and beat everybody. You just want to just keep it just as what if the worst thing you could possibly think of you want to do to us. Then you might be open to moving on and forgiving. That's which one would you be? Which one would you be? So now, but I'm telling you to get over it. How would you respond to that? That's my question to you. How would you respond to that? Would that be humane of me to ask you to just get over that kind of suffering and injustice and inhumanity? Would that be Christian of me to ask you to just forgive me and you know, forget everything that I've done to you and get on with your life? You know, I know, I'll just speak for myself. I have a tendency to think that black people are just the best people in the world. I just think they're very, given that they were that young person that was taken from their homes and mistreated that way, for them to have any kind of family life, any kind of progress, any kind of faith, any kind of hope, any kind of just anything that resembles sanity is just a miracle to me. So resiliency, I just think a lot of these people. But I know that these are still humans, and these are very in pain humans that are still suffer daily with the things that have come out of their struggle here in this country. So I have to invite anybody who's listening to me, black or white, to hear that story, to understand that that is the story of these people of color, these black people, these Africans in America, whose parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, ancestors, were treated like this young girl, this young white girl I just described. And Christianity is something I will talk about over and over again because, you know, there are some people who say that's a white man's religion, and to a large degree, it is. But the ideals of what Christianity stands for, I think black people have found hope in that. And I'm speaking very generally because very generally these things have happened to the average African in America ancestors who was brought here during the transatlantic slave. I'm generalizing, but it's a generalization that is viable. That is true for almost this entire people. And I would just submit that while some of us are hurt and sad and pain and injured and enraged and threatening, I would go on to say that a lot of us, and I couldn't even begin to say what percentage, but I would, yeah, yes, I can. You know why? Because black people are not running around killing white people and taking stuff from them in this tree. They're not doing that. They're just trying to live their lives. The average one is just going to work every day and trying to make it, or trying to build a business from ground up as entrepreneurs, or using whatever gifts they have to do well in the world. And so what brings this really home for me is, you know, I go on YouTube and I look for old school music, and I'll get stuck on one group and I'll listen to them for a while. So yesterday I was doing that just to relax, and ended up on a site where Frankie Beverly and Maze were, you know, all their music was there. And so, you know, one song after another played, and I finally got to We Are One. And I think that's got to be my favorite song. Someone on the list said it's almost a, what she says, almost a, she said a gospel or a spiritual or something, she said, basically holding the song in high regard. And then there was one guy who, a white guy, who basically said some cool stuff and then basically said, "We are one." About 14, 15 or more black people came on right after him, agreeing with him, you know, just in one way or another, just amening what he had said. Now, as I watched that, my first thought was, they're so willing to just forgive, so willing to just move on, so willing to not, you know, attack this brother, call him brother. They were just so willing to do that. And that's been my experience with black people. I don't care where I've seen them in the world, is the threatening and revenge, the enraged person is just not the average black person. As upset as we get with the things that happen with some black person across the country or even across the world, we don't live our lives in this enraged and threatening space. We are so willing, so wanting to just be one, to be left alone, to be treated like the humans that we are, and with the kind of dignity that we deserve. And so when you think, when you run into a black person, if you're not black, and they are not side-eyeing you and huffing and sucking their teeth or cussing you out or trying to take something from you or beat you up, just think about the fact that most of them, that's not what most of them do. That's not what most of us do. Our goal is to just be happy. Our goal is to just be at peace with ourselves and with other people. And if you see someone going off, just enraged, just threatening, then know that person has every reason to be doing that, and not because of what happened 200 or 300 years ago, what happened yesterday and the week before that and the week before that. So there's lots of reasons to be angry. But I would submit that hurt and sadness rules our day, I believe. We're people of the sun. The sun does something for you. Melanin, the pineal gland, that creates a kind of soul in these people that puts them in a greater space to accept a faith that told them that they deserve to be slaves, looking beyond that ideology, that belief system, and just trying to live a life that is full of peace and full of love and humanity and kindness. So there are angry black people, and every one of them has a right to be angry, and that anger needs to be validated. But there are also many, many, many of us who are angry and hurt and sad and not seeking revenge but willing to love, willing to be at peace, willing to walk together, willing to be one, willing to do that, because people of the sun, we just want to live our lives as happy as we can. We want to express the soul that we have in ways that opens up the other human spirit. That's who we are as a people in general. I praise you, I acknowledge you, I accept your anger and any other quote unquote dysfunction that happens to show up in your life because you have been injured and offended. But I say you have also come here from a place where the sun is closest to the earth and where you have this ability to love and forgive and to be kind. And as your sister, I join you in that. Until next time, it's been my pleasure. be at peace.